Let's draw up the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, Paul, one of the things that you're going to notice first about this Philadelphia defense is they're very aggressive, and they take a lot of risks, and they take a lot of gambles. And you're going to see this kind of a formation. You're going to see five guys in the box with a single high safety a lot in this film. And what they're trying to do is bring pressure on the quarterback and get him to get into mistakes. And you'll see on this play, you get pressure late. Nate Allen, the safety, is able to step up underneath on a play that should have been or should have been a touchdown. Five guys in the middle of the box.
Safety.
You're counting eight, but these are the five guys that are involved in a pass rush. So you're still having a five-man rush. These guys on the outside are in coverage. It's not obvious. You get the D'Amico Ryans to beat the guard, come underneath, get his hands on the quarterback to underthrow it.
Yeah.
Boom, they get their interception. This is how they pressure teams into mistakes. Here you go. You still have a little different look inside, but you got the blitz. You got the back. The box is packed.
Yep.
These guys are going to come underneath, find the crease, and then get to the quarterback. So you're going to see a nice inside stunt by the defensive lineman right here.
Very nice.
To get between the left tackle and the left guard and get himself to the quarterback.
What an effort by him.
A very nice job underneath. The technique sound, they're very good at disguising. Now, offensively, it's all about Nick Foles. Nick Foles has done a very nice job. You can see this offense does what? They spread you out. This is just like, you know, they talk about the college game plan that they're trying to bring in, but you have guys spread out all over the field trying to get one-on-ones, and they do have some very, very good route runners. Zach Ertz, former basketball player at Stanford, converted to tight end. He runs routes with the best of them, and you'll see the touch that Foles has. It's not all about being a strong arm guy, but just enough touch to get that ball in above the corner and move the chains. Same kind of situation. Three receivers out, you have, again, one tight end down here all by himself. They're going to try to exploit the middle of the field.
Wow.
And what you saw is
the vision here.
Right. There's a two-deep style of coverage right here, Paul. This is how that middle of the field gets wide open. This safety's concerned about the top. He does a nice little out and up to get into that crease. And boom, the ball is delivered on time and on target and just splits the safeties. But you're right. When you take a look at the protection, this is what you can't do. You can't give this kind of an alley to a guy who's 6'5". And expect to play, you know, great pass defense behind it. You're going to see a real nice play. Both the guard and the center pull outside.
Yep.
And what a nice little nice technique by the guard here. A little head shake to freeze this guy up. This is a well-coached team. They do all the little things right to set this play up. And when you set it up, boom, you have the cutback. You get a nice block down the field coming in your screen right there. But again, plenty of guys in the area to make the tackle. But they can't bring him down. More nice blocking here on the outside at the end by the wide receiving corps. So they all know what this guy is capable of. This is going to be a big play game. This is going to be a big play defense and a big play offense. And it's going to be up to Minnesota Vikings to weather all those unique blitzes and unique offensive plays.
What'd you think of the perceptive pixel?
Love it.
Me too.